Good morning, this is VI Podcasting, aka Paul Hopkins, and I'm on the bus, and I'm recording a stereo boo. We were celebrating stereo yesterday. Mr. Freaky Fwoof, that's how you'll find him, Freaky Fwoof, on Twitter. And a few of us were celebrating the glories and wonders of stereo, and lamenting the fact that on cameras and lots of high end equipment has rubbish audio. And we were asking anyone who's listening, Olympus, any of those kind of people, to ensure that they have good stereo recording facilities on things like cameras, okay? Because that's an aside. What I wanted to talk about today is different colour white. Different colour white canes, if that makes sense. So a white cane, but having it in different colours. Because R&IB have announced that they're going to do this, The place where I work at Queen Alexandra College, I've never hidden that, so that's cool. We've been selling coloured canes for years, so it's not new, but it's interesting because obviously it's making a bit of a news item at the moment, because R&IB are sort of announcing that they are doing it, which is interesting. I have to say from the start that I am a fan of these things. Coloured canes, holographic, by that I mean like spangly, sparkly, diamante, is that how you say it? Diamante, canes in your football colours. And the reason that I think it's a good thing is that I absolutely hated using a white cane when I was young. I got to an age where I started to become self-conscious, and using a white cane was the last thing I wanted to do. My mum and dad tried everything to get me to use my cane, and I would. What did I do? Well, more and more extreme measures, I'm afraid. I left it in the car, then I would accidentally leave it in a cafe. Once I accidentally on purpose let it down, go drop from a cliff when we were walking along the coastal path, only to realise or have a near-death experience, in the sense that I was having then to follow the rails along the coastal path, and some of the path had been eroded, and I didn't fall, but I slipped and grabbed onto the railings, and I was suspended about 150 feet above the raging sea. Needless to say that it was the only time that I got belted by my mother. That was a salutary lesson in maybe the fact that I should use a cane. But I would have taken to it much more if it had have been colours, if I could have chosen my own colour. I'm sure it's a little bit like, you know, people have to wear glasses for the first time, and there's a sort of a stigma, perhaps, or there used to be, about that. And, you know, why not? Why not have choices? People know that you're visually impaired. They can tell, I think, in other ways. If you're being guided by someone, then it's not so important. But if you're walking, it's obvious that you're blind, you're moving your cane from side to side, and so on and so forth. And it might just create a conversation around general use of canes and general being blind in general, rather than people looking at a white cane and saying, well, yes, I can't disturb him, I can't speak to him, because, and I could never ask about anything to do with visual impairment, because the white cane defines a barrier somehow, I think. To conversation. Guide dogs don't. Guide dogs have the opposite effect, don't they? There's room for interaction, and I think that would be the case with a coloured cane. So I am going to try to use a different colour cane I'm yet to choose which one, so any comments and thoughts would greatly be appreciated. Anyone that knows me might have better or more obvious suggestions than others, and then I will get one of these canes made up, and I will promise, because I will do audio booths and take photos of me using said cane and record any reactions from the public as to the use thereof of my cane, good or bad or indifferent. But yeah, let me know what you think, because I think it's worthy of some discussion. Whether you do or not is up to you, of course. I think that's all I need to say for now. I don't think I've forgotten anything. That is it. I've said everything. I will speak to you all soon and look forward to any comments. And thank you very much for listening.